Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and let's get to some news and notes on this Wednesday morning. Jermaine Cunningham is expected to be back this week, but that still leaves one official open roster spot.
Yeah, the Patriots made a couple of Christmas Eve moves, releasing a couple of guys. Now, Cunningham will have a roster exemption, but they can only use that through Sunday if they want him to play in the game on Sunday. So there's a couple spots open right now. Wouldn't be surprised to, I think what they've done in the past, they've maintained or brought that guy, the suspended guy, back early enough in the week. He practices and they don't worry about making the move later in the week. Wouldn't be surprised to see a guy off the practice squad and Cunningham. But I think today, later on Wednesday, they're going to have a lighter practice, a walkthrough inside the field house. I'm sure we'll see Cunningham. I'd be surprised if we don't. And he'll probably be back to boost the pass rush later this week.
Well, let's talk about this week. They're getting ready for the Miami Dolphins. And the last time they played this team, it was a close game and a low-scoring game. This week, will we see maybe the return of Rob Gronkowski getting a couple of snaps?
Yeah, I think we will. Now we're at, he's practiced for parts of, for about 2 weeks now. I think they're smart if they're trying to ease him back, but I do think it would be a good move to bring him in on a limited role this week, get his feet under him, get back into game action. But I can also see the other way and saying, you know what, we're not risking it at all. We'll bring him back for the playoffs. But in my opinion, I think we'll see him out there a little bit. And, you know, this gives the Patriots an opportunity to go 6-0 in the division, which is difficult to do. And as we've talked about, they can be 1, 2, 3, or 4. There's a lot going on in the AFC playoff picture. All six teams are known, but the Patriots need this win and combination of other things with Houston and Denver to still try to get that bye week. When they kick off at 4:25, doesn't matter who the Patriots opponent is, Denver will not have played yet. The Patriots will still have an opportunity for a bye. Denver would have to lose to Kansas City if Houston wins at 1 o'clock, but there's still an opportunity there. Regardless of what happens at 1 o'clock, come 4:25, there will be an opportunity to have a bye. So that's all we really need to know about this game.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about 2013. The Pro Bowl is approaching, and announcements on those rosters will be made Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Always plenty of anticipation because you know that the Patriots will have several guys. I mean, there's the locks like Tom Brady and Wes Welker and right. I would think Vince Wilfork. But, you know, I think last year when Matthew Slater made it, that was a pleasant surprise to a lot of people. You know, does Stephen Ridley have a chance? It's a crowded field of running backs, but you know, you got Gerard Mayo, maybe a couple other guys. You know, offensively, Rob Gronkowski, I you know, should mention him too. So you got to figure in the 4 to 6 range of Pro Bowlers, and we'll see you later on tonight.
Right. So a lot going on this Wednesday afternoon at Gillette Stadium, but that's going to wrap it up for us right now on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.